It is 5 minutes into the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the crossover right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, The Eye. That is with me, Abigail, until the hour of six. Well, thanks to Tate Nalivanda, who kept you guys company. That is from the hour of one right up until this hour, where I do take over from him and be with you guys on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. So today is Mother's Day. And of course, allow me to wish all the mothers out there, a lovely Mother's Day. I hope, you gave your mothers hugs. I hope you gave your mothers, you know, gifts, kisses and all. You know, they deserve it. They deserve it. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And I hope, you really got spoiled by your younger ones, by your bigger. I mean, one thing about being a mom, whether your kids become older or, you know, you are still their mom. So yeah, happy Mother's Day. And I also have a happy Mother's Day song. So it is Sounds of Boys to Men. I will play it, in a few to all the mothers out there. I'm not yet a mother. Or maybe I am a mother, you know. They say that us women, we are naturally mothers. So it's like you, as long as you are a woman, by default, you become a mother. So maybe I am a mother as well to many. I don't know. But yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, out there. So today is the 11th of May, 2025. This year really seems to be heading somewhere. It's really fast. It's not here to play. Very soon we will be in the sixth month. Yes, of 2025. And before I get into today's conversation, I have two lovely guests that are joining me today. For those who have seen our poster, you are already aware of who they are. So it's two beautiful ladies who will be joining me in today's conversation. And before we get to that, just allow me to, you know, push you or emphasize you into subscribing to our e-paper. If you haven't yet subscribed to our e-paper, you can do that by saving the following number, 081. 200, that number is verified. I can't see from there. I left my glasses. Okay. So the number is 2004144. 081 2004144. So that is the number you need to save on your smart device to subscribe, to our e-paper, the villager that comes out, three times in a week. That is on Mondays, on Wednesdays, as well as on Fridays. We are literally everywhere. That's one thing about us. And you can access us on your phone anytime, which is a very minimal inconvenience. All you need to do is to just get your earphones and you get informed. Our paper, like I've mentioned before, provides summaries on business as well as economic news and policy development in the country. So make sure you are subscribed and you get a free copy on Mondays, Wednesdays, and on Fridays. And also our complimentary applications, you know, such as the Imba and Eagle FM app, they offer opportunities for businesses to increase their products and services visibility across different consumers. And also our social media remains the most active in the country. Well, if you don't agree, that's your problem. Providing an opportunity for those who want to enhance their product as well as brand visibility. So that is us, Eagle Media House, in summary. Yes, I really, really summarized that because I don't want to keep my people waiting here for too long. They really, really seem to, look forward to the conversation that we are going to have today. So without any time wasting, let me play Boys to Men, a song for Mama. And on the other side, we will get into today's conversation. 4:10. Welcome if you just tuned in.
Thank you. given me, I always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. Yeah. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right. If I didn't have you by my side. Oh, you were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama, mama, you know
Onkundana ombwanawa kani hauto. Owa pumbwa oshimaliwa meendelelo. Ndele ouna oshiendithi. Ouna aniilonga ya pumbwa okufutwa. Ashike mboka ina onjo dhoye otayende kashona. Ngele onkalamwenyo otayi nyengana, otokesh otayi ningi ompu. Tu etera o hauto e etopewa e presendo a mirongo le natano dongushu yoshi endito shoe mure ashike uwe mintetilo mirongo le natano ino pumbwa oka payslip nenge o statement ayombanga o hauto yoe ashike mona omula oshimaliwa ethimbo weshi pumbwa tu dengera nena ko nora hamano yume ne nora nora hamano heari hamano ano ko nora hamano yume ne nora nora hamano heari hamano o shipulera ko otokesh.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Of course, it is Namibia's number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Now, 16 minutes into the hour of 1600 hours, 4 o'clock. If you just tuned in, welcome, welcome. You are listening to The Crossover that is with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6. So I mentioned the fact that I have two lovely guests joining me today. I will not introduce them. I will give them the platform to do so because I feel like it's not justice when you introduce somebody. Right? So you give them the opportunity to introduce who they are. Yeah. So I will give them that chance in a little while. Let me just tell you what we are talking about today. So today we are going to talk about burnout and boundaries. When do you press the no button without guilt? With everything requiring money today, it has become a norm for people to get a side hustle, you know, in addition to their 8 to 5. So when you add in other life's other elements, such as time with family and friends, you know, chores, hobbies, and many more, many people end up constantly, being exhausted. So hardly do we take the time to let the body reset and refresh. Let alone spend some quality alone time. So how do we balance this? This is what we are talking about today. Where and when can you say no when it's needed? Now, allow me to give the opportunity to my lovely guests so that they can introduce themselves and then we get right into the conversation. Well, I will start with the lovely lady on my right. The floor is yours. Please introduce yourself. Yes.
Good afternoon, listeners. It's an immense pleasure to be here. My name is Shiva Stone. I'm a biologist, part-time youth leader as well. Most of my work is focused on youth leadership, youth empowerment, and sometimes capacity building. So burnout and boundaries seems the order of our lives today. And I can't wait to delve deeper into this topic.
Thank you so much, Shiva. What a lovely name. And now the lady on my left, may you introduce yourself?
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, listeners. Sorry.
Yes.
I am Aleta Andreas. I am Aleta Andreas, and I am an engineer by profession, actually.
Wow.
I am a publishing author, and I have quite a couple of hobbies, but we'll get into that later as we indulge into the topic of boundaries and burnout.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us, and good day to the listeners, and enjoy.
Well, these are our two lovely guests today, Shiva and...
Aleta.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we will be together until the hour of 6. Now, let's just get right into the conversation, ladies. I will start off with you, Shiva. What does burnout feel like or look like in your personal or professional experience?
So burnout generally is quite a broad term, which can include, and most importantly, stress, right? Mm-hmm. So when you talk about burnout, you're talking about this emotional, mental, and even physical exhaustion. And this is quite brought by a myriad of factors. Sometimes you don't see it coming because we tend to get so much carried away by various factors in life, being so busy with work, with family, with friends. So you don't see this coming. However, it manifests in a myriad of ways. Sometimes you may feel so tired. And obviously, this can lead to quite a number of serious problems with your mental health, mm-hmm. most importantly. And also, especially with physical manifestation, you might see having headaches here and there. And sometimes it can even lead to cardiac attacks in rare cases. You know, I was just before I came here reading through a study, I think it was a conference that was done in the country some like a year or two back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're looking at the workers' wellness in the country. And they saw that about 70% of the workers in Namibia kind of face chronic and sometimes stress-related problems. And obviously now that brought me to this issue of burnout.
Yeah.
You know, people are so tired. They are not even able to contribute effectively and positively to the different jobs they have. Mm-hmm. And I think all these are the different causes or what leads up to this burnout.
Uh-huh. Aleta, mm-hmm. Maybe you also want to add to this question, or can I just move to the next point?
It's okay, just move on to the next one.
Okay. So why do you think burnout is becoming so common today, especially amongst young adults?
Well, I think we impose at some point, not most likely, impose burnout on ourselves such that we set very high expectations of ourselves, that we don't consider that we are just human after all.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we want to achieve all these things for ourselves, we have to consider that we have a body that needs to rest, that needs to be appreciated for what it has done thus far, and as well as be realistic and not, actually to stick on what we can do and what we have done, instead of just comparing with what other people are doing.
Yeah.
So, comes with balance, I suppose.
Uh-huh. So you think we are placing so many expectations on us, on ourselves?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Shiva, back to you. How has the rise of the side hustle culture contributed to increased pressure as well as fatigue?
Yeah. I think even before I get to that, I wanted to add on to what just Aleta has alluded to or was saying.
Yeah.
Because now, in as much as, you know, we need to appreciate our bodies, I also think that, you know, burnout is becoming so common today because there's just so much to do and so little time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my friend and I were having a conversation before and just like, you know, 24 hours in a day, so little, man.
Yeah.
Could it not just even become 48 or even 72 for one day?
Yeah.
Because you just don't see that time flying. There's so much to do. The bills are calling your name. You need to do this. You need to do that. And I think that is how we get to this, just being so burnt out because there's so much to do and so little time, mm-hmm. especially among young adults,
mm-hmm.
right? So the rise of side hustle is actually now what brings me to that point. We have so much to do, so many more resources. Obviously, yeah. I think life has become so capitalistic, if there's such a term nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Everything is mostly about money.
Money.
The bills, at home, friends, everywhere.
Everything.
Even coming to work, yes. you know, you have yeah. to spend something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is why now people are considering all this side hustle because everybody needs to make ends meet. I mean, yes, I think that's a term, right? Yes. Yeah. We need to make ends meet. And now with this, you know, this is why this is right side of, I mean, the side hustle kind of, it carries us away that we get so absorbed into it that we even forget that there is so much of life outside the work that we do, right? In fact, I think to most people, the most important thing nowadays is money. I need to think of how to pay the bills. I need to think of how to pay my tuition. I need to make sure I survive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this minimal, money that we get, you know, now you try to make it, you replicate it in a way, right? Make it as much. And I think this is why more side hustles are coming up. We need to increase the income sources. And I think now, obviously, now with this so much activities or work to do, you end up just focusing on so many things at one time, and the last thing that comes into your priorities is resting until the body decides to shut down.
Yeah. So I think what I can just add to what you were saying, the side hustle culture has contributed to, you know, pressure and fatigue, because now everybody is now coming up with a side hustle, right? So if me, Abigail, I don't know those things of side hustles and all that. But because you, Shiva, and you, Aleta, you guys are now having side hustles, I might also feel pressured into, you know, starting a side hustle as well. So I also feel like, many side hustles that are now coming up, they are also putting pressure on other people, even though they don't have the time at the end of the day. But just because Shiva is having a side hustle, Aleta is also having a side hustle, let me also have a side hustle, even though I don't have the time. Understand? So that can also bring so much pressure, onto somebody, and leading to burnout at the end of the day. So let us not be pressured into creating side hustles just because we see that everybody is having a side hustle, because it's like a culture now. Mm-hmm. It's like it was not there before. All of a sudden, it's a culture. Everybody should have a side hustle. Now we move to the next point. Aleta, do you believe that our current society glorifies overworking or being constantly, you know, busy?
Yes. I think that's the case in most of us.
Mm.
And this is such because in as much as the needs that we have, or rather we impose on ourselves that we need to have certain things, or we need to reach certain goals between a certain age difference or age group, this leads us to work more or expose ourselves to certain things or certain side hustles, as we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
just to get extra money to do or to fulfill these goals that we set for ourselves. And we can say that this is actually kind of a peer pressure, but in a good way, which as we will put it. But we don't actually sit to analyze that, okay, this thing that I want, do I actually need it?
Yeah.
Most of the things that we actually put as targets or things that we want to achieve, we don't actually want them. It's just because somebody has them, or somebody thinks we should have them, or somebody did it. Probably they had a better reason to do that, but we don't need that. But eventually I'll come to say it's peer pressure that leads us to this. And it's quite adopted that we don't see that it's actually a bad habit. But it's just something that we go for. So yes, I think it's normalized and even praised. And that's why we're stuck in it.
Uh-huh. Shiva, do you believe our current society glorifies overworking or being constantly busy?
Yep, most definitely. I think so too. Just even based on what Aleta has said, you know, like I said before, life has become so expensive nowadays.
Yeah.
But also it's like everybody's now just imposing this luxury on every other person, right? To that extent that if you're not doing something, you feel like, oh, I'm not doing enough, right? Mm-hmm. Even when you think or when you feel like you're satisfied by something. And it's not just even your personal feeling. Some other people that are closer to you might even also contribute to this, right? They may make you feel in a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in that way, we just end up so even over glorifying this.
Uh-huh. Why is it so often hard for people to say no, you know, especially to work or social events or even family? You find other people who can't say no at all. Why is it so often hard for people to say no? Because you know you are tired. You know you don't have the energy. You know you don't have the time. Maybe you need to rest. But just because your boss has said, I need you to do this, you can't say no. Or maybe a family member is having an event and they're like, I need you to come through, you can't say no. Why does it look like people are struggling to say no nowadays?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And I think there's so many reasons, right, on why it's so hard. Because even I struggle to say no sometimes.
You don't? Yeah, it's true. Yeah. You never say no to me.
See, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
So, yeah, one of those is guilt. And, you know, just not wanting to be the bad person to other people. So, in short, it's this fear of this disappointing people, you know. Yeah. So, guilt is one thing that more often than not, most of us struggle from, you know. You just feel like, oh, so if I say no, how would this person think about me? How would they feel? You know, you feel like you're disappointing their feelings or you're hurting their feelings in a way. And I think most important to that is we lack boundaries.
Yeah.
And I think that is why when you do not have these boundaries, you just end up saying yes to everything. And I know it's hard, but I think at some points you need to be true and honest to yourself, be firm and set these boundaries and just say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
In as much hard as it is, because now you end up just adding so much to your timetable, even when there's literally no time to do anything else.
Yeah, you just keep adding and adding. Mm-hmm. Aleta,
well,
what is your take?
Well, I think growing up in I don't know if this is just African or maybe other countries or continents also applies to them, but we didn't grow up in a culture of disappointing somebody.
Mm.
So that led us to eliminate any chance that we're going to disappoint somebody to a point where we'll rather disappoint ourselves than disappoint anybody else.
Mm.
It's always about what are people going to say? How will this turn out in the long run?
Mm.
And you come to a point where you come to realize that if you had canceled on something or an event, say, for instance, that you were supposed to go to and go to another event that was going to be rescheduled and another time, because there's always going to be another event eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to rest for that while when you're not in a space to be socializing, you'll be of much more impact, if I may say, when you're going to show up well rested. So instead of going to an event or to do a task while you are fatigued, while you are not in a good mood or whatever the case may be, and then you get to pick up this reputation that you are not supposed to be who you are, or you are not who people used to know you as. But if you take time off and then you're like, you know what, I can't make it this time, but next time I'll make time for you. I'll prioritize your event or the work that I was given at work or so. Hmm. You actually get to show up and do your best on that job. And then you create a reputation that is of much more quality than just presence.
Was there ever a moment where you had to say no to somebody?
Yep. This is, you know, both personally and professionally.
Professionally.
You know,
yeah.
Especially at work. Nowadays with, you know, raising cases of unemployment and, you know, it's like you're always on edge.
Yeah.
If I say no to what the boss is saying, what would happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so often than not, there's always that unspoken expectation to say yes to, you know, working long hours and saying no, feel like you're risking your job. So I have done this a couple of times. Like you said before, I kind of struggle to say no most often than not because, you know, what would people think? If I say no, what if I would need their help next time?
Yeah.
And they say no to me. Mm-hmm. You know, these are some of the reasons that push us to do so, to say, you know, just yes and agree to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think one that most stand out for me was, you know, after work hours, it's obviously after 5 and I'm being called, you need to stay back and, you know, finish this task. And obviously it's that fear of, you know, what would they think about me? And would I have my job tomorrow? So, you know, let's go until 8 or whatever time it takes us.
Yeah. So you just end up saying yes. Mm. And you, Aleta, was there any moment where you had to say no?
Well, quite recently, this time around I cheated out of on a no. When she called me to come for this interview, I was like, no, man. This is my weekend off. I need to rest. But I weighed my options, and I think eventually this is what we have to do because you can't actually just be ready for something.
Yeah.
But I was like, wait, the experience of this is way more important to me than rest.
Yeah, rest.
So I said no to resting, and then I came here.
Oh, we appreciate you so much.
It's a pleasure, actually. That's why.
Well, it is 34 minutes into the hour of 4 o'clock, we will go for a musical break. And then on the other side, we will come continue. That is with the role of boundaries. What role do boundaries play in avoiding or recovering from burnout? that is where we are going to pick up from when we come back from Sounds of Coldplay on this one titled Viva La Vida. Sounds of Coldplay on this one titled Viva La Vida, bringing us to 21 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And if you're just tuned in, welcome. You are tuned to the number one, the only talk radio station in Namibia, Eagle FM. And you are listening to The Crossover. There's with me Abigail, Shiva and Aletta until the hour of six. And today's conversation is about burnout and boundaries. Yeah. That's what we are talking about today. Now, before the musical break, I mentioned the next point we are going to touch on, which is what role do boundaries play in avoiding or recovering from burnout? I don't know. When must I shoot it to left, right, right? So what role do boundaries play in avoiding or recovering from a burnout? Because you mentioned boundaries, Shiva, you mentioned boundaries. So what do you think, the role that boundaries play in avoiding or recovering from burnout?
Yeah. So boundaries, you know, they establish your safe space, you know, they help in protecting your energy and your time. That's number one. They also help you divide your work life from your personal life. You know, when you have these boundaries in place, you know when to stop, you know when to say no without guilt. And I think these are some of the most important things that also otherwise help you plan your time, you know, allocate your time effectively to the different tasks that you get to do throughout your daily lives. And I think indirectly also they play a crucial role toward your self-care and self-priority. Mm-hmm. Because when you have boundaries, you get enough time, you have that time within that space that you have created to take care of yourself, to go out there and feel that, you know, now I need to focus on this that makes me happy.
Yeah. I think from my point of view, I feel like, or I believe boundaries, you know, play a huge role in avoiding or recovering from burnout, because in most cases when you don't have boundaries, you will find yourself everywhere. So when somebody says, Abigail, let's go away, you are there. Abigail, let's do this, you are there. You understand. So the moment you create boundaries to say, okay, look, from this time to this time, I will be available. And from after that time, I will not be available. That can actually help you, you know, avoid burnout or recover from burnout. I came up with a new strategy, of putting my phone on sleep mode. So that is a boundary, because I realized that sometimes you might, you know, sometimes you just want to sleep, you know, rest, like fully rest. And then somebody just decides, I'm going to call this person out of the blue. Maybe that's the moment they also think of calling you. You know, we are so busy nowadays. And you are trying to rest, and then your phone rings, you wake up, your sleep is disrupted. So I came up with this boundary to say 2200 hours, my phone goes on sleep mode, and I put it down. I don't touch it. I also sleep. That's a boundary that I've put in place. And to be honest, I feel like it's really working for me because I am sleeping. I am sleeping. And if I am sleeping, before 2200 hours, I'll just put the do not disturb option. Cause automatically at 2200 hours, it will go in sleep mode. So when we create boundaries, we actually save ourselves a lot of burnout, in most cases, because burnout comes, in because you allow too many things, you know, to take place. Whereas you need your own time to rest. You need your own time to recover. That's my take. I don't know if Aleta, you have something to add on the role of boundaries,
yes,
when it comes to, you know, recovering or avoiding burnout.
Yes, actually. Well, I also have a timeout, like at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
My phone goes on charger and I don't answer calls. But it comes, okay, it depends sometimes. It depends on who's calling. If I'm awake at that time,
yeah,
then I catch the phone ringing, I'll check who's calling. But most of the times, my body is used. So 9 o'clock, I'm off. But what actually boundaries do is, they are not usually fixed. So there are circumstances that ask you to change what your boundaries are. But till then, until you can navigate or amend your boundaries to what needs to be done or what the situation is at the end, it's best that you just call it off, pull handbrake on whatever that is. If it's fixed, it's fixed. It's that. They actually help you.
No, they really
trust
do.
Trust yourself.
Yeah.
You boundaries. Trust with oneself, I think.
Boundaries really play a huge role. And it's not only in the case of avoiding burnout or recovering from burnout. I feel like in all aspects of our lives, we need boundaries. You know, you can't live a boundary-less I think I'm creating my own English word here.
It sounds good.
You can't live a boundaryless lifestyle or life. You will have troubles. You wanted to add something?
Yeah, but maybe I could create a little bit or spark a little bit of a debate there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work with a group of ladies that I meet sometimes in a week, about an hour and 30 minutes. So throughout this 1 hour and 30 minutes of that time dedicated to what we are doing, mm-hmm. the phones are on. And, you know, I encourage this culture of please keep your phone off so that it doesn't disturb us.
Yeah.
And they say, I can't do that because, you know, emergencies, in some cases, somebody would say, I'm a mother. Mm-hmm. You know, all these issues kind of just confine that setting of boundaries. And I, especially today on Mother's Day, I think this is an important topic to have because, you know, somebody like a mother, like Aletta just said, maybe you can wait until you get to those circumstances where you can't even afford to have your phone on no disturb, you know?
Yeah.
From my personal experience, for me, it's biologically, their body knows its boundaries.
Yes.
Unfortunately. So.
Even if I force it, at some point it will just come and, you know what, shut down.
Mm.
And the next thing, it's been 24 hours. And, you know, I would say, you know, I have that coming. Even if I miss deadlines, I miss tasks, the body has its own boundaries. But I think we obviously need to set these boundaries before the body forces itself to, you know, it doesn't have to get to that. The body has to biologically set these boundaries for yourself.
Yeah.
You have to, because that's like the last option, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is just what I wanted to add, especially on that.
Just taking from what you just said now, on emergencies part, I know I had a debate. I had to debate about putting my phone on, you know, sleep mode with my partner. It was a back and forth, you know, discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to put your phone on sleep mode? What if an emergency arises? But in all honesty, the truth is that even if an emergency has to, you know, arise, how am I going to be able to assist you? Honestly speaking, if it's 2 a.m. or midnight or 1 a.m. and you are calling me, you have an emergency. Honestly, there is nothing I can do for you. I don't have a car to come and assist you. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see?
Get there.
I honestly don't understand. So this is why I just told myself my phone will go on sleep mode at 22 hours. If it's an emergency, I will find it when I wake up, when I have rested. And then if it needs me to attend to it, I will attend to it. Because if you are sleeping and an emergency comes through, what are you going to do?
Just panic with them.
Exactly. Now you will panic. You will be uneasy. You'll be worried. You will not sleep anymore. But there's nothing you can do at the end of the day.
Wow.
So emergencies can wait. Guys, we will solve them when the sun rises. Night is for sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing I can do for you at 3 a.m., me.
I think your listeners are listening to that. That's a good one, and I hope, you know, remove the guilt part of it. Pull the phone and not disturb.
Yes. Boundaries, you know, when you create boundaries, you also need to understand that you are doing it for yourself. You are not doing it for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the guilty part really also doesn't need to be there. It shouldn't be there at all. Because you are doing something in the benefit of your own self.
That's true.
Yes.
Sometimes even in the benefit of others.
Yes.
Because
sometimes.
If I panic and then I make the situation worse, you suffer twice.
Yeah.
So
we shouldn't feel guilty, to be honest, when it comes to creating boundaries. Boundaries are like gatekeepers. They gatekeep a lot of unnecessary nonsense, you know. Yes. So it is 11 minutes to the hour of 5. If you just tuned in, welcome. Welcome. Just talking about the guilt factor, you know, choosing yourself without shame. How can we start unlearning the guilt associated with putting ourselves first? This is what we were just talking about now, ladies.
Yeah.
How can we start unlearning, you know, the guilt that is associated with putting ourselves first?
Yeah.
Well,
okay, you can go.
Thank you. Well, I think what helped me thus far is I treat myself as though I am my best friend.
Yeah.
You see, it's easier for you to advise or let somebody, help somebody set boundaries when you see them going through things that they neglect themselves. But if you turn that tables around and you put yourself on the other side and you'll be like, man, you can't be doing this to yourself. You must treat yourself as though you are your own friend. That's what helps or helped thus far. It's not easy. I'm not going to lie. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Even if you actually set the boundary and then adhere to the boundary, you still feel bad for disappointing the other person. But I guess putting ourselves first comes with being your own friend, being on your own side, being there for yourself, creating a friendship or rather a trust relationship with yourself.
Putting yourself first is important. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sheila?
Yeah, it comes with so much selflessness.
Yes.
You know, so much self-aware and you reframing your thinking to think that you matter.
Yes.
Your time matter and the values that you contribute to other people do matter too. I mean, what is the point of contributing something out of, you know, being so worried, being so fatigued? I mean, you don't even end up spending much of your energy into it, right? Mm-hmm. So you need to practice assertiveness in a way to create, you know, these boundaries. And you don't owe anyone an apology for, you know, not spending 100% on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just so much out there. And I think everybody understands.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in as much as we're talking about oneself, I think it's also important for other people. You know, I have to think that I don't just put that much pressure on her. I also have to understand when somebody says no to me, it's not because I did something to them. It's not because, you know, they don't like me or something.
So
you
personal.
Know? Yeah, it's not personal.
Because one thing that I can also tell you ladies is that it's at one point in my life, I think or I believe I was a people pleaser.
Okay.
You know, just doing things to please people. Even though I didn't want to do something or even though at the end of the day, I would be hurt or I wouldn't be okay with the decision that, I agreed, to or something that I agreed to do.
Mm.
And then I realized that you need to start, you know, not feeling guilty, especially when you say no to people. Like you need to stop feeling guilty because sometimes I would really feel guilty. If you ask me something or you ask me to help you with something and I say no, I would, no, it wouldn't sit well with me. So until I started learning that, you know what? It's actually okay to put yourself first. Very, very okay to put yourself first. Even when a man is here telling you, I love you, I want you, what? Just because you can feel deep down that you don't want this man. And you don't have to feel guilty to say no. That, you know, he's been telling me for weeks now that he wants me. Maybe he really wants me. Let me just say yes. No. If you know that you don't want this man, stand your ground, don't feel guilty, put yourself first and just tell him, you know what, I don't want, whether you keep telling me for a year or 2 years that you want me, I still stand on saying I do not want you. So very important that we really, really, you know, unlearn the guilt that is associated with putting ourselves first. Because if you don't put yourself first, you will find yourself in situations where you are struggling with burnout. So now in your own experience, ladies, how do you think people need to start communicating, you know, their no in a respectful and assertive way? Because maybe sometimes if you ask me, okay, Abigail, can we do something? Can we meet up next weekend? And I just say, no, we cannot. Maybe that might, you know, sound like, okay, that's very rude or something. So how do we now communicate our no's in an assertive manner?
I think you have to be direct, but very kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to put that kindness first because, you know, in as much as you don't want to sound rude to the other person, right?
Yeah. So,
but then again, you also don't want to end up with them just saying, oh, but just this, and then you end up agreeing again. So you have to be direct, be firm, but also kind enough and communicate positively enough, you know, good communication to tell people that, no, this is what I mean. Sometimes if you have reasons, you just tell them that, look, I need to rest.
Yes.
This is my schedule. Look through that. This is this is why I need some me time, yeah. You know? That is one way you can do that. But I think you can also offer alternatives. That's also a good one, right?
Like no, okay, we can't do this weekend. Right. Maybe the other weekend.
Exactly.
Weekend. Yeah.
I think that's also one. And I think, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup, you know?
Yeah.
So just wait a little bit. Tell the people to wait, but, you know, in a nice way. Mm. I think we as a society, you know, if you learn to practice it yourself, other people will learn to practice it themselves too. And we all end up understanding where other people are coming from.
Yeah. Aleta?
Well, my colleagues and I have this thing we throw around. We'll be like, don't make your poor planning my emergency.
Yes, please.
So
thank you.
that is quite true for most of us. For us, colleagues, we understand what that means. Uh-huh. That you should have told me earlier.
Yes.
Or you should have made plans. And I can follow up with an alternative that, okay, fine, maybe we can do it this way. Uh-huh. But usually with family, it's a little bit too hard. I think the way we were raised or the way we grew up, we didn't necessarily have a say on how things went. If the parent decided, today we're going to church, then we go to church.
Yes. They would even most say the line of like, I'm locking my house, mm-hmm. I'm going to church.
Mm-hmm. See, so for them, the assertive way of saying no might not work. Mm-hmm. But you could come on to say, okay, so I plan to do this and this today. So can I please just, I mean, for them, we have to beg for some reason. I don't know how we're going to get out of that one, but for them, we have to beg to an extent, actually. So I'll come to say, you must just communicate why you are declining. If that's a need, it depends also who's asking.
Yes.
If it's just somebody that you don't even know, and then they're like, no, let's do this. You're like, no, I don't even know you like that. But
exactly.
If you know the person and you know they probably didn't think it was going to be something interacting with your schedule, then you'll be like, no, this is what's happening and we can reschedule to when, but today I can't. Mm. And then there comes a time where it's kind of private. You can't really explain what's happening. Then you just have to have their feelings and then be like, I'm sorry, but it's a no.
It's not gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
No, I like the fact that you mentioned that it also depends on who the person is to you. Understand? Mm. If we have a relationship, probably where we do stuff together or most things together, I will definitely say no in a very respectful way or in an assertive manner. But if I don't know you, we don't hang out, we don't do things together, I think I'll just say no. I'm not doing that with you. I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yes. So, yeah. It is now 2 minutes. We will go for an ad break. And on the other side, we will go for a musical break. We will come continue. That is with the conversation on the other side of 5 o'clock. Let me tell you guys, in these 2 minutes that we have, every time I say the time, I always laugh at myself because there was a time I was, you know, coming on air and preaching that we shouldn't be saying 5 o'clock. We shouldn't be saying 4 o'clock. It's 1600 hours. It's 1700 hours. It's 1800 hours. I think I did that maybe for 2 weeks. And then I don't know what happened. I just found myself, back to, okay, it's 4 o'clock. Literally contradicting myself, on my own principles. Things that I was coming up, on my own. So now I just say the time. It's like 2 minutes to the hour of 5. It's fine. It's 5. Even though it is not 5, guys. It's supposed to be 1700 hours. It's the 17th hour. We are not supposed to be saying 5. 5 is in the morning. Right?
That's true. Yeah, okay. That's true.
5 is in the morning. So we can't say 5 now. No, it's 17 hours. And then 4 is 16 hours. 4 is in the morning. But yeah, it's I think it's a discussion for another day.
Probably put a PM there, but no, 17 hours it is.
5 PM, 4 PM, 5 AM. I just feel like it's wrong.
It is.
Just feel like it's wrong. We should say the time as it is. 1700 hours. 1600 hours, you know.
Simple. To the point. But why go to such troubles?
I see we have a caller and then we have an advert as well. So probably we will let the advert play. Please call again after the advert. We will answer you.
Super artist. Buying gigabytes is so old school. With our mobile LTE prepaid packages, you take charge. As we invest in time on our network, enjoying the freedom of uncapped data. When you buy a 1-day, 7-day, 14 or 30-day package, you get uncapped data usage. For the duration of the package, no matter how much data you use. Explore our range of Paratus mobile LTE prepaid packages and enjoy the speeds of up to 10 megabytes per second. And most importantly, remove the uncertainty about how long your data will last. Contact us today at 083-300-1000 or visit our website at www.paratus.africa/Namibia. Terms and conditions apply. Always prepare.
All right, it is the hour of 17. Yes. Please, you were calling. You can come through again. We had an ad break, so we couldn't take your call. 083-288-401. Come through so we can converse, right? For now, we will go on a musical break with the sounds of Kenny Rogers on this one titled The Gambler. We will see you on the other side.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness.
Eagle FM.
Eagle FM. Good evening or afternoon. What
are
you saying?
Yeah, it's still afternoon. We are not in Zambezi. Zambezi now, they are saying good evening.
I love that place, my friend.
How are you?
We said good. How are you, Madame Boy?
Good, good. It's been a long time.
Yes, it's been a long time because whenever you come that side of our side, you say, you guys, it's not your program.
Oh. You've been too quiet.
Very much, mommy. You know, and sometimes I follow you, sometimes I don't follow you people, but... It has been somehow lonely.
Yes.
I don't speak with you guys. Otherwise, it has been good. You are having a visitor there, I guess, maybe.
Yes, they are here. Please say hi to them.
Oh, good evening. Good afternoon, people of God. How are you?
Good, good. How are you, sir?
We thank God. So, thank you for coming and being with us.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
Unfortunately, it's only that I couldn't hear very well the topic.
Yeah.
And I thought when the facilitator was saying, oh, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, I mean, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. I said, I've been knocking over. What is happening? Let me just tell, even if although I did not get what the discussion is all about.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. No, we are actually talking about burnout and boundaries.
Oh, burnout and boundaries.
Yes, that's what we are talking about.
Yeah, that issue of burnout. Because whenever you talk about it, and those experts, they always couple it with the mental health.
Yeah.
So now, at one point I was reading an article where the person was talking about wellness, the workplace, those safety issues, you know, measures, and more particularly because of the load of work, sometimes of the pressure of work, the pressure of many, many other social issues, so somebody can then be burned out. When you are burned out, they say, maybe if I can remember, some of the issues that they were talking about, mentioning is you become so stressed.
Yes.
Depressed. I don't know where this echo coming from. So you become so stressed. And maybe we really need to understand now, what are the causes of this burnout? Is it because of the work is too much?
Also, sometimes it's not having boundaries.
Oh, not having boundaries. So that means you don't limit yourself?
Yes.
From engaging in these activities? So, yeah, it could be. Yeah, I think so. But, you know, sometimes especially when you, maybe let's say you are a student. You are a student, and you are a student, and you have got a family, and you have got your work to perform. So many things that are coming. Of course, you might, I don't know the kind of boundary that one has to put on oneself, but issues of that nature really face us. And when you find yourself in that position, maybe you just have to neglect one area, and then maybe you focus to the others. So how do we balance up our time now, which is not there? That's one of the problems. But the pressure that comes sometimes because of the work, you know, there may be one can really, you might not even able to escape it because the work has to be done. And if you have loaded problems again from home, from the family. So how do we cope with this kind of situation? Maybe the guests can help us. Hello?
Yes, yes, yes. You have raised quite an important point there. And I think...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, maybe you can help us. You know, help me to digest more and give me a clear picture as to how to balance up and to avoid some of those
burnouts.
Yes, yes. So that is exactly what we're talking about. And what you have said is quite right, you know, from stress, depression, even some mental health related issues. And, you know, when you are setting up what you want to do, when you give an example of, you know, somebody is a parent, they go to school, they go to work. You know, initially, when you are deciding all this, you also look within yourself. Do I have the time to keep all this going, right? So you don't just, you know that you have more, 3 tasks already, right? You have this, you have that, and then you add that onto it. And because now the one question you want to ask yourself is, when you keep yourself this loaded, what happens when the body finally gives up? You know?
Yeah.
Yes. So you have to have this, all this in mind. You have to think about that. Like, no, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm dedicating this year to. If it's to learning, let me focus on that. But even again, some people are very good at double barreling, you know? If you have your 3 tasks, you set up a slot or a time schedule, and those are the boundaries we're talking about. When you have your boundaries, you know, what am I supposed to do at this time, right? Mm-hmm. Because now, even as a family person, you also need to have your nose, right? When somebody wants this, when family is calling on this, or when school is calling on this, you know, especially those unexpected issues that arise up, you tell people that no. Because in as much as all these are our daily lives, they somehow come out planned. If you go to school, you know that next week, Wednesday, I'm writing a test, don't you? Right? You know that this is pre-planned already. So you also have to set that time within yourself. You have to set up that planning. You have to set those schedules that this is what I'm going to do at this time of the day. This is what I do, and this is my resting period, and that's it. You know, it's just
yes,
you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Yes, yes. In sometimes when it comes to our individual life, so for example of work.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, especially the management, you know, those in the middles and the top one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So some of them, you really have activity planned, activity, and the schedule and things like that. And the many a times, they have all kind of activity crops in, you know, and that also has disorganized the plans, you know, schedules, time and things like that. But there are also those ones that really... Yeah, I understand what you are saying. It's very important for us to plan our time and make sure that the schedule and things like that. But it's very difficult to sometimes to stick on that thing because of the demand. So you are demanded there, your energy is demanded and things like that. And this activity comes in ad hoc ones, for example. Mm-hmm. You are pulled to go into these directions. So sometimes this chain of command and all these other issues also affect our planning. But I understand and I agree. And maybe we just need to be more disciplined to stick to the plan.
We are going for an ad break. Just hold, ne?
Okay.
Mm.
Namibia, it's time to dream big with JSB Sports. The Mega Giveaway 2025 is here with a massive 1 million Namibian dollars in total prizes to be won. Here's how to win. With every losing bet on our sports book of 20 Namibian dollars or more, you're automatically entered into the draw. That's right, even when luck isn't on your side, you still have a chance to win big. Back your favorite teams, take your best shot, and let your losses turn into an opportunity for glory. Don't miss out. Visit jsbsports.bet. Place your bets and be part of the action. JSB Sports. Bet with the best.
JSB supports responsible gambling and is not for persons under the age of 18.
Yes.
Hello. Sorry, maybe she can... that was my last remark. Maybe she can just... I was just listening on the radio. Yes. But I know sometimes it's very difficult for us to really manage. But I think it's also important for those who are in the workplace, so they can also, maybe the wellness officers and things like that, so that they can really identify some of these symptoms and issues, because people are really burnt out, and they are really burnt out majorly because of the workload at work. Mm-hmm. And then also perhaps because they might be having difficulty to balance up their secular engagement and all these other things.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much.
I listen from the radio.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And of course, if you also have a contribution or a question that you'd like to ask our guests, well, you can come through. The number is 083-288-401. We continue with the sounds of Kenny Rogers on this one titled Gambler. We will see you on the other side.
For a taste of your whiskey, I give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold,
when to hold,
know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Do you urgently need cash and happen to own a car? Creditors delaying and contractors need to be paid? When life throws you a rainy day, AutoCash got your back. Park your car and get up to 45% off its value within 45 minutes. No payslip, no bank statement, just the car. Moolah when you need it. Call us today on 061-400-676. That is 061-400-676. AutoCash, it's that simple.
It is Sounds of Phil Collins on this one titled One More Night, bringing us to 19 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. Well, I saw that somebody was trying to call us. Please do come through 083-288-4041. Yeah, if you know me, you know Phil Collins. That's for sure. That's for sure. And if you just tuned in, you are listening to The Crossover right here on your number one talk radio station. That is with me, Abigail, Shiva, and Aletta until 40 minutes from now, where we will say our goodbyes to you and leave you in the hands of Hende on the Eagle Spot Zone from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8 tonight. So if you just tuned in and you are wondering what we are talking about, well, we are talking about burnout and boundaries. That is the conversation for today. Creating boundaries so that we can avoid burnout or recover from burnout. One thing I can tell you is that burnout is now very common, especially with our generation. I don't know if we just overwork ourselves too much or we just don't have boundaries. I don't know. But a lot of us are experiencing burnout so much. Now, ladies, it's almost 6. Don't worry.
Okay.
Who left their lover at home here?
Girl.
Because Sundays are for lovers.
Of course, but the boundaries are working.
The boundaries are working. Okay. So what are some small but powerful self-care or reset rituals you could say to somebody to help them to avoid burnout?
Yes, I would start, especially when it comes to physical burnout.
Yeah.
Like I said at the beginning, it can be physical, right? It can be emotional and it can be mental burnout. So physical wise, you know, our body resets in different ways. And of course, I think we personally and individually know what it is that we love, you know. So before I even give those self-care tips, I would say that you start to look within yourself and look at what you love and focus on that. Do you love to read? Maybe you can just dedicate some me time to that. Do you love to go out and go for a walk? Maybe you can just, you know, take that to, you know, avoid this, because especially now physical burnout, it comes from too much demand, right? Work, everything else. But also now you also have to ensure that your body lives up to what it does. And obviously you can do this. You know, you can try your meditation if that is what you love. If yoga is your thing, that is one you can do. You can go out and just take some time to practice those daily meditations, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can, you know, physical activities, 1 hour a day to go play that tennis, to just go out there for a walk, to go for a jog, you know, that can also just help you reset. You know, the more the body, especially with exercise, helping the mind, helping the body, it also helps you in the long run, you know, because if you're just used to working seated and that's it, mm-hmm. how does the body get off from there? So I think those are some of the small practices that you can do. But also now time in nature, and most importantly, like we said before, boundaries and saying no comfortably without guilt still tops the list.
Mm-hmm. Aletta?
Well, the body actually wants you before it goes on burnout.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then oftentimes you don't realize those things because you're so focused on, say, a job that you're doing or bound, like, deadlines that you have to meet, that you don't realize that your body is actually telling you that you need to sit, you need to rest, you need sleep, or you need, you know? But I think for me, or for people that like me, that I actually have quite a couple of hobbies, when I realize that I want to knit, that means my system is tired, my body is tired, I'm about to get, like, to burn out or something. So when I feel inclined to focus more on my hobbies, that I know my body, my system is about to clash up. So I need to do something. What I will do is I'll focus on my hobbies. I'll ride, or oftentimes I'll go for a walk. But then actually it's not like something you switch on a switch and then you are regulated, then you are back or you are fit to work. It's actually a process. You first have to admit that, okay, my body is actually clashing out. I'm about to go into a burnout. And then then you have to understand what went wrong. How did I end up here?
Yeah.
Because if you have boundaries in place, then you wouldn't be able, you wouldn't be going into a burnout. Because when you realize I'm drained, you do activities that replenish your energy.
Uh-huh.
But if you find yourself in a burnout, I think first thing I'll do is, I would advise is unplug. If it comes to a point where you have to take a day off from work, you are not doing anybody any good being at work. Just tell your supervisor, I can't do this. Or I've been doing this. Say for instance, it's usually those times where it's peak demands at work. Like for instance, when we're in high, when in varsity, that recess week, it has always been packed. You have a
very
lot of
packed
tests. So if you say, okay, I can't go to work today. I mean, after that week, I think your lecturer will understand why you didn't come to class.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to communicate in time with that. Guys, I need a day off. This recess hit me hard. I need to recharge.
But sorry to cut you short, Aletta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they even give that recess, because that recess, like there's so much that happens in during recess.
A lot.
That's why I even used to wonder, how do other people, you know, travel? They go somewhere and I'm like, yo, where do you get the time?
Time.
You know?
Are literally packed before and after it.
Exactly.
Maybe
we don't know. Maybe it's boundaries.
But it's cool. Like school, you don't have boundaries.
Yeah. With school, you don't have boundaries.
They ask you if you want the degree or you want to go.
Yeah.
It's not that optional, but I think you just have to listen in, man. You just have to tune in eventually. Like, my body is tired. I can sacrifice a day just to process what happened, make peace with it, and then find your way up again, I guess. Whatever that way is, you journal. You should do sports. If you have other hobbies, like sport, like tennis, like she was saying, go for it.
Yeah. Next point. Both of you. How do you personally schedule or protect your me time? Like for me, I already gave an example of sleep mode. That is my me time, guys. You say the time from 22, or let me just even say 2100 hours,
mm-hmm,
until morning, until 6 in the morning. That is my me time.
Right.
So sleep mode, switch off me time. So how do you guys, you know, protect your me time? How do you do it?
So, yeah, I'll start with that. So while I really don't want to share my whole schedule here, because it, I know it will scare people off, I do go by that schedule, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have my hours. I usually sleep from 5 p.m. up until 12 p.m., right?
You sleep from 5 p.m.?
Or let's say 1 o'clock. From 1 up to 6, I'm up and preparing for the day, you know? And throughout that day, when I get to that day, I know what to do. Obviously, this doesn't mean that unexpected issues rise up. Those do come in. But mm-hmm, time and again, obviously, I'm ready to face the day. And most importantly, especially now, I have gotten so comfortable with saying no when I need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in as much as it hurts people, I will say no if I don't have time.
Yes.
Right. So that is one way I go about it. You know, schedule my day. I know what happens. It's sort of just following a pattern. And I also know when to pitch in other activities, when to focus on others. Cause, you know, when you have a job, it's kind of easy to just, you know what to expect at work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know how the job, the workflow goes. So you kind of are in a better position to plan what to happen. And like she said before, somebody's poor planning should not be your emergency,
mm-hmm,
you know, because you know what will happen. And I think it's also very important. Just allocate the time. No, this is my time to rest.
Mm-hmm.
This is my time to do what, right? So I think that could be one easy way to go about it. As for not disturb, I don't really go by that.
Maybe you don't have people who, you know, who randomly just call you. I don't know, but... You don't, right?
It happens. Of course it does happen. They do call, but mm-hmm, like I said, my body, I think it is this biological alignment. It knows when to go off, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's its time. And sometimes I'll tell you the truth. Not even that phone ringing would get me out of it.
Is it? Wow. So when you are sleeping and your phone is ringing, like you will just continue with your sleep. Okay. But there are times also when I feel like I can sleep. I can sleep. The phone ringing, I'll just ignore it. I feel like the sleep gets disrupted when you wake up to answer the phone.
True.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can just ignore.
But did you ever find yourself in a situation where you picked up that phone call and ended up mumbling, you know, because the body's going back to sleep?
No, in most cases, I will just dream that I answered the phone call and we had the conversation, but nah.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I'll just dream that I answered the phone and we had a conversation. Only when to wake up and I see the missed call is out. Oh, I didn't answer this person. Yeah, Aleta?
Well, for me, I love autonomy. Let me say, maybe I don't love it, but I can't thrive in the schedule. Like, I just have all those things. Mm. I don't know. There are times where I just get really focused. Mm. So I need to finish everything on my to-do list. I can't rest until I finish all that on. Mm. That's on the list. So what I do is I just have like tasks that I have to perform, especially at work. I'll be like, okay, fine. I need to do this 5 tasks this day or at least this week. So I just get my, like the times where I have that major focus time, I do that work. I say most of the times I work in an area where it's kind of loud.
Yeah.
And I work with men. So, you know, they don't really have that sense of boundary, if I may say.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice actually. But when I need to focus in that moment, I'll literally just go to a quiet place and then I have to do whatever I have to do. If it's a report I'll have to write, I'll have to go write it there while I'm isolated. And then when I'm in the mood way, or rather my energy is high enough for me to socialize, and I'll socialize with them. I'll go there and I'll hear them, what they have to say, what I need to work on, or what we have to work on.
Mm.
And then this is home-wise, like at home, this is quite hard to do because parents will be like, so you don't like people, you don't do this, you, it's a whole thing, honestly. But
yeah,
it's more like if I have things to be done, I allocate them to times where I have the energy to do them. And then when it's me time, when I need to rest or the energy is low, I have to sit down, recharge, do any hobbies I have to do to get me going, to process what happened. Then after that, I can be up again and do something else. But if it's time for me and my body says it's time, or my energy levels are low, my social battery, as we call it, says, my social battery is low, it's low. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
But if it's high, then we have to do whatever has to be done. Mm-hmm. So I don't thrive by a schedule. I thrive more on autonomy and stuff. But it works out eventually if you keep your priorities right.
Yeah. Also, sometimes how I protect my me time, I'll just like be straightforward and say, it's my me time. I'm not involving anyone in it. You know, if I want to just be home, indoors, binge watch, that's my me time. That's what I'm going to do. Even if you call me and tell me, let's go eat out or let's go do something, I'll just say, no, I'm not interested. It's my me time.
Yes. For so me, that's I think, how. Sorry to cut in, but I think most of us, I speak for a few people, but I don't know how many, we lie.
Yeah.
I'll tell you I have plans. I don't have plans. I need me time.
It's true.
I would lie. I'll tell you, no, I have something to schedule. I don't have. I need energy. I need to reschedule. But yeah, even I think sometimes we just try to consider who we are telling me time. Sometimes somebody doesn't know me time. What do you mean me time?
Yes.
So you have to lie to that person, like, no, what, something came about. But it's not. But
also I think it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier on, it depends on the person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody you can just be frank with them and tell them, no, this is my me time, brah. Like, I'm not leaving the house. We have a caller.
Okay.
Eagle FM.
Sorry, once I was reminded on something. I thought I was the only one who is feeling so much horrible on this issue.
Mm.
So, when the guest there spoke that, it's difficult to follow this schedule. Mm. So I also have a challenge on that. My challenge is that, of course, it's not that I don't put priority on the activity, but obviously you find me rambling. So today I studied this, and this all of a sudden I studied this one again, and you know, all this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then now, So maybe for example, if I say, okay, by six now, I'm going to train and this and that, you discover that something comes up. So, and then you see that I do this other one, then the training will come again after some time. It might not be the way I was supposed to have done it. So I thought maybe I'm just failing in most of these things because sometimes I don't follow. I don't speak. Of course, there's no consistency in so what I'm doing in most of these things. And then, so, but I do perform, like she said, and except things like, you know, those rigid meetings. If your meeting is 9, obviously at work I have to be there or this other one. But now for me to now say, yes, this one I'm going to do this, I do that, you know, imaginary. But now, but when it comes now to the implementation, you see that this other one is 2 hours gone, I was supposed to train. Now I'm listening to this important program. Now the training has to be postponed a little bit. So issues of this nature. So I don't know. Maybe I'm balancing up things. I'm failing in my planning and organizing and what. So that's why I was talking about ad hoc things that are just coming in. So because especially this kind of program, if I was not, you know, I couldn't be so much flexible. Maybe I wasn't even listening to this program, but I discovered that it's more important for me to listen to these things so that to help me to you know, to revive myself, my energy and things like that. So when I'm burnt out, when I'm now, you know, fatigued, this is how I apply this teaching, this outcome that I'm learning from here. So I thought I was just a failure, but I think not really a failure in managing the time.
Yeah, no, you're not a failure, no.
Yeah, thank you very much, man.
Okay. All righty. Yes. Before we got the caller, who was, Aleta, were you saying something?
I mean, of course, we're just talking about prioritizing the time, and like Uncle Buena just said, you know, you have to choose yourself. I know it's hard to sometimes follow that schedule, right?
Yeah.
And you also have to, sometimes you have to be honest with yourself. Look within yourself. Are you spending a little bit too much hours on maybe Facebook, Twitter? You're wasting your time on
screen
something
time.
Else, you know? And I was just reading here about digital detoxification as well. So, you know, you have to be honest with yourself. Think of it this way. You have a deadline that has to be abided by.
Yeah.
Right? That needs to be done. Yes, no, what? Trust me, you would do that. You would follow that deadline. You submit right before that deadline. Usually that is what happens with me. In as much as I tell myself, like, listen, I know this is due at 12 o'clock. However busy I am, however tired I am, that will be done by 12. And I think that discipline.
Yeah.
Knowing that something has to be done. How about I just apply it all the time? Usually you'll end up having it leaving so many hours of your free time. You know, you have extra time to focus on other things as well. So this is sort of a personal discipline that you also have to look within yourself and be honest with yourself and, you know, like, no, I need to go this way. I need to go this road.
It's true. There was a time I was addicted, to playing a certain game.
Always
you know, this game with candy and all that. I would play that game, you know. Then my lives would finish. And then I'd get so frustrated. I would wait. The moment I get one life, I make sure.
I can relate. Exactly.
So I realized that I was giving so much time to that game. I had to self-discipline to say that, no, it's enough now. We really need to take a break. And I took a break. I think it has been years now. I think it has been 2 years now. I don't play the game. I still have the game on my phone. But yes, that's how disciplined I am right now. 2 years or more, I think so, that I don't play the game anymore.
Wait, did you try playing it just to check if you still have it under control?
I think that was last year when I just tried to... you know, see if I still got it and I still do it. And then I was like, okay, enough now. It's fine.
Because sometimes I think we, isolation doesn't mean that you are disciplined necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's like alcoholics. Okay, that's a bad word. Sorry, but like people that that drink alcohol, yeah, or like in a bad way. Not that people that drink for fun, but people that drink that are
they are alcoholics.
To it. Okay.
Yeah.
The ones that are addicted. There are people, just because you don't drink alcohol at all doesn't mean you are over the addiction. Mm. But if you can drink in moderated intervals,
mm-hmm,
like you can drink for fun, you drink at an event, you drink, that means that you are in a healthy state to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cannot do it, you're not going to do it at all because you can't trust yourself to control yourself. And I think that's one way to put it, but it's safer for you not to do it. But it doesn't mean you have it under control.
Yeah.
But for you, you tried and then you decided, no, I can stop now. That's good. That's good. I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's growth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's growth. It comes with time, you know.
Yeah.
Disciplining yourself and checking yourself, in most cases, it comes with time. You know, you realizing as an individual that there's no one who's going to come and put me in check here if I don't do it myself. So you need, cause that's also the place where I'm coming from currently,
mm-hmm,
that there's no one who's going to come and discipline me in certain areas or aspects of my life.
Mm,
I am the only person who can do it. So in most cases, if I'm facing a problem and I know very well that I need to discipline myself, I will discipline myself. I will make sure that I do that.
Oh. Eagle FM.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good evening. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good.
Who are we speaking to?
You're talking to Loine. Is it the crossover?
Yes, it's the crossover.
Oh, thank you. I think I've been trying the past couple of minutes and I was dialing the wrong number.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, you are on now. Talk to us.
Thank you.
Mm.
I actually don't have anything at all to say, but I just want to say thank you, ladies, for the very important conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very big topic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, while I was even dialing in, I was thinking, perhaps we need like a course somewhere, mm-hmm, after high school or somewhere after varsity. Just to focus on this, you know, planning and just organizing one thing for guys. Ayo, I think we even need a side hustle to sleep. Like,
we've gotten
so busy, we are running on empty time. It's hectic.
Mm.
Yo. Especially,
but yeah.
You remember when they used to beat us to go sleep in high school? Honestly, I will prefer that anytime. They can come tell me to go sleep. I will.
Amazing. Yeah, it's hectic nowadays. I mean, just immediately after, especially immediately after varsity, and then you get into a job, your juggling that is so hard.
It's really hard.
Mm. So thank you very much for such an important topic.
Well, thank you so much for coming through.
Okay, bye.
Have a lovely week ahead of you, yeah?
Oh, thank you. Have a lovely one as well.
Thank you.
Yes, 17 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. Now I feel like the time is flying now. Okay, now let's move to the next point. So for someone who, you know, who might feel overwhelmed and they don't know where to start, what would you advise them?
Yeah, I would start with that. I think like we've been alluding to before, when you don't know where to start, then the first thing is you need to be honest with yourself and start setting the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you go about this? You need to be comfortable in saying no to certain things. And obviously we've been so much focused on other people asking you to do things. But like we've just been talking about lately, you know, look within yourself. There are certain things you need to say no to yourself to, right?
Yeah.
There's the certain addictions you need to break within yourself. So you need to start saying no to all these things. And like you've just been giving tips on how to, you know, self-care, how to start going about setting your boundaries. I think these are the things that one can start looking into. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Learn to say no comfortably. Like I said before, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah.
And you know, life would go on if you're stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow you need to prioritize that you know, yourself, prioritize that self-care, avoid that burnout, you know, go focus on your hobbies, make sure that you do leave times to get enough rest and focus on other healthy lifestyle tips too, you know, than just that. I think that's one I would say.
Mm-hmm. A letter?
Well, I think for most of us, we see ourselves from how other people see us.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes really hard for us to prioritize ourselves despite whatever condition, despite us going through a burnout. See, you can feel that your system is shutting down. You are barely concentrate, you barely can concentrate on one task. Mm-hmm. You are juggling tasks and you are doing poorly at all of them. So instead of realizing that my body is actually tired, I'm so tired that my brain cannot put out the effort I needed to put out right now.
Mm-hmm.
We focus on people just think, they probably think I can't do my job. They probably think I'm a bad person. They probably think I'm neglecting them. But what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
So I think starting with, this is how I think, this is what I need, and then actually being brave enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you start about it. It's not easy. I'm not gonna lie. It's not easy. But over time, you get to realize that I need to prioritize me. It's like the Bible says, love others as you love yourself.
Yes.
So if you don't love yourself, how will you be able to measure up to how you're supposed to love others?
Mm-hmm.
So first, you have to love yourself. You have to trust yourself. You have to be there for yourself. And then when you know how to navigate yourself, how to go through life, that's when you can be like, okay, fine. This person probably thinks I'm doing this. And then you'll be able actually to explain better to them that, no, I can't do this now because of this
mm-hmm.
thing. Yeah. Being self-aware and then being able to deal with self is how you start about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will go for a musical break with the sounds of Luther Vandross. So amazing. And after this one, Ala Black will also come through with the men. And on the other side, we will come say our lovely goodbyes to you.
To the moon and the sky above. the moon and the sky above. So, so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. Well, you can tell it. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. But it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Hide my tail and turn and run. It's time to do what I've begun. We have a kingdom come. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. To your questions, I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet, no surrender, and I won't retreat. Stand up now and face the sun. Hide my tail, I turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Sons of Ali Black, the men. 6 more minutes to the hour of six. 6 more minutes to Eagle Spot Zone. That is with Hende until the hour of eight. And of course, this is where we wrap up. This is where we give our last words and say our goodbyes to you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Yeah, it's not evening, but in Zambezi we say evening this time. this time it's evening in Zambezi. So I will start off with you, Aletta, your last words to our beautiful listeners.
I'd love to say thank you guys for tuning in. I hope we helped you out in a way. mostly probably even helped us in a way, because, I mean, thank you for coming. Thank you for tuning in. And it was lovely. I enjoyed my stay here. So I hope you enjoyed it too.
And I hope it's not the last time.
Hopefully not.
Yes.
Please.
Shiva.
Yes, of course. It's been an immense joy to be around you and your listeners, so the callers, Loini, Uncle Brenner. Thank you so much. You guys kept us engaged. And I think you really did bring in important points that are worth discussing further, especially when we talk about self-care, work wellness, and burnout in general, which obviously leads to stress. And obviously, in my concluding words, I just want to give you big thanks, a very big thank you, but also most importantly, say no when need be and when you need to, and take care of yourself. Goodbye.
And of course, from me, Abigail, it has been a really, informative conversation, very engaging. Like Shiva said, thank you, Tate Buana, for coming through. It has been a minute. And I've been asking myself, where are you? It's been a minute since I heard from you. So thank you so much for coming through and engaging us as usual. Loini, also thank you for coming through. Shout out to you. Yes. So until next Sunday, same time, same place. This is where I say, have a lovely week ahead of you, and please do take care of yourself. Condomize, leaving you with sounds of Andy Grammer on this one titled She'd Say.
That's cool.
You never got to meet your grandma, did you? Every night I got you kissing on her picture. Cursed me up that you will never listen to the sweet, sweet sound of her voice. I could tell you she was quite the mixture of a mama and the shaman and the fiery pistol. Truth is, she's right there in you. She's a part of you, you don't have a choice. My dear, you will feel her. In your mind, you will hear her. And if she could use words, she'd say, beautiful, but don't you overplay that card. She'd say, spiritual, so don't ever forget that part. She'd say, you are so much stronger than you even. Let your heart lead the way. That's what she'd say. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's what she'd say. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She said, take care of your sisters, I'm in the whole world. Spend your days trying to lift up other girls. You came with love, a purpose in your mother's curls. I'll be with you every step of the way, babe. Don't live your life trying to blend this stick out. Trust your gut and don't you give in to those doubts. Remember, God is like the sun, he always comes out. It's when you think the dark's here to stay. I know you will feel her. In your mind you will hear her. And if she could use words, she'd say, beautiful, but don't you overplay that part. She'd say, spiritual, so don't ever forget that part. She'd say, you are so much stronger than you even think you are. Let your heart lead the way. That's what she'd say. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's what she'd say. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She'd say, listen to your daddy. In his voice you will hear me. I know he will sing my song to you. And know that I'm happy, and you'll always have me. I'm watching everything you do. She'd say, beautiful, but don't you overplay that card. She'd say, spiritual, so don't ever forget that part. She'd say, you are so much stronger than you even think you are. Let your heart, what she'd say. Ooh, 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 that's what she'd say. Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh.
Ulio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira muhoriki radio station yo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi kono rahita tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kono rahita tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news?